iHeartRadio app.
It's time for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, live from Whiskey River, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to Whiskey River in Ankeny. Jared Stansberry here for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Chris, what do I got to do to get my name on the intro?
Well, I think that the whole like thing for the Thursday night show was supposed to be like me and Bloom, and then we were wanting to break in new talent, which is you.
I've been like the co-host of the show for 3 years.
Yeah, now. I know. We gotta adjust that. So yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You're trying to stiff me?
No, not at all. Not trying to stiff you at all, man. Yeah. I don't have a good answer for this.
Okay, I'm just hurt. That's all it is.
No, don't be hurt. You can have your name in place of mine, and that's fine with me.
I'm just kidding, of course. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Come on out, watch some football. NFL game here. Going to get started. Are there any good college games tonight?
No, I have major beef with Thursday night NFL football because it's killed the college Thursday night games. We used to have great games on Thursday nights, and now like ESPN doesn't even want to schedule up against the NFL.
Well, at least next week we'll have some college basketball.
Yeah, at least. I mean, the Thursday night NFL games are just generally garbage. They're not well played. Tonight is a decent game, at least. It's Seattle at Arizona, so that'll be. I guess that'll be okay. But like, I just so much more of a college guy, man. Like when Bloom and I were in college. We'd go out every Thursday. We'd sit in the corner of Size Roofs, of all places, and we would gamble on whatever game was on. We put $5 one against each other, and we'd sit there and it was so much fun. And the games, like, you'd have top 10 team, and you just don't get that anymore. We have better games on Friday, actually, in college now than you do on Thursday. So, yeah, I hate Thursday night football at the NFL.
It's amazing the Iowa State ladies weren't knocking on our door there at Cyprus. Oh, we're holed up watching Rutgers and whoever.
Those are great Shiano teams.
Yeah, no, they the Pandemonium Piscataway.
Yeah.
Ray Rice was the running back of those teams.
Yeah.
But no, that you're right. I can't remember a Thursday night game where I was like, yeah, I really want to watch that, except for the first one. And, of course, Iowa State played on one against Texas, but nationally that probably wasn't that great either.
And I feel like a couple of years ago, we had some pretty good Big 12 games.
They used to put some.
Like, I remember that.
Didn't Oklahoma
and Baylor play on a Thursday night?
They did. They were both top 15 at the time. You're right. Just not the case anymore. But I think those networks know where their money is made, and that's on Saturday, and they're going to schedule it as they want. Right. I am a little disappointed in the game time on Saturday as well. I'm just not happy with the TV networks. That's an early morning, man, again.
I'm fine with it because I'm being selfish here because we've got all the like marquee games on Saturday night and hopefully be done working by then. We could watch TCU, Oklahoma, Miami, Notre Dame. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I am not okay with it.
Yeah, because you're going to Columbia tomorrow night, Jared.
Get back at about 4 in the morning.
You and Randy Peterson from the Register are carpooling.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
I bet it is.
I'm going to educate Randy on the NBA. I don't think he told me we want to talk about the NBA.
He wants to talk about the NBA?
He told me I had an astute observation about NBA and prospects going to the league, so he wanted me to expand on that.
I tell you this, and I mean this, and I really do, soak it up. I've spent many of hours in cars with Randy and in the back of bars eating pizza and drinking
He also
Diet
might have been
Coke.
Lying to me, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, he probably was, but he's a good guy. You guys will have fun. Be fun time to see Michael Porter Jr. play. And I assume here in the Battle Royale we'll probably touch on that game at some point.
For sure. We will, of course, be joined by Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive a little bit later to make some picks. And then you said 6:45?
Yeah, Bill Finley will join us at 6:45. They tip off their season tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun team.
South Dakota?
Fun team.
I believe. Yeah. And it's like a kids game. All the kids will be there, and they'll be screaming. And Mike will be there covering them for Cycle and Fanatic. We look forward to that. And, so we'll talk with Coach Finley and pick his brain on his team. We haven't caught up with him yet. Let's fire it up with the Battle Royale.
All right, of course, I'll remind everyone, one rebuttal. Brent Bloom on a two-week winning streak.
This is fake news.
I set the line on Twitter at minus half a point for Brent Bloom. He's the favorite today, so.
Go money line on Williams here. don't play the spread. Money line on Williams.
Well, the deciding factor is that Bloom actually looked at the questions.
I have not looked at the questions this week, so I have no idea where we're going here. All right. That might bode well for me, though.
This is like complaining about the officials when you don't know the rules. Like, if you don't read the questions, then that's your own fault.
Man, I'm so far behind today. I got to get Rob's advance edited and posted for Oklahoma State still. Still don't have Mike's advance for the women's game up yet. Like, I am so far behind today.
It's a busy time of year, but it's also a great time of
year. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to complain. These are the nights where you stay up till midnight, 1 o'clock working, and you actually like it because you're doing fun stuff. So, yeah, we'll have a kick-ass front page on Cyclone Fanatic when you guys wake up tomorrow morning. I can promise you that.
All right, question number one. Iowa State's 2018 fall signing class is rated as one of the 25 best nationally. This is Iowa State's best basketball signing class since blank.
Chris, you can start.
Oh, jeez. I would say since. So transfers don't count.
JUCOs would, but that's the thing. No, I mean, Fred built his teams on transfers.
I would probably say the Monte and Matt Thomas class.
That would be the earliest
and then
competition.
Before that, I would go back to Stinson and Blaylock.
Here are the three answers. You nailed two of them. So well done without actually looking.
Okay,
so,
and then is the other one? Can I try and guess the other one?
Yeah.
The Brackens class?
Got it. Nailed it.
Boom.
Brackens and Deontay Garrett.
Yeah.
So those are the three. But if you look, those classes all had really only two headliners. Now, it's so hard to predict this in November before they get, because it changes so much. I mean, nobody thought George Niang would be who he ended up. So, I mean, there's the qualification there. But Fred's last couple classes were really, high school-wise, just pure awfulness.
Trash.
Yeah, it was not good. And that's probably why we're where we are now entering this year, in a way. But, yeah, if you look at the Matt Thomas, Monte Morris, both those guys were in the top 100. Matt was in the top 60. And then the Brackens. Brackens was the top 25 guy by rivals. Deontay Garrett was top 75. But you got to go all the way back to 03, which was Stinson and Blaylock, both top 100 guys. And they also had Damian Staple, who was the top-rated JUCO, coming in as well.
He was
a really good player.
I liked Staple.
Yeah, and then Reggie George was kind of the bit player in there as well. Was a three-star. I mean, I think you got to go all the way back there. But this jogged my memory.
Maybe George was a bust.
He was. I once got in trouble because I joked in a column that Reggie George belongs on a milk carton. didn't sit real well.
Jeez.
With the athletic administration.
Who got mad at you?
I don't remember who.
Did you get like a call?
I got an email.
Trust me, I've gotten dozens of those calls over the years.
I got an email saying, "Hey, let's be careful here." You'll love this class.
Because he was missing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, my humor at Iowa State was
great.
Beyond admirable.
Okay.
No, this class in 04, you'll love this. Robert Faulkner.
Oh, yeah, Robert Faulkner. He was a key role player on that team.
Anthony Davis.
Yep. Anthony Davis from California.
Yeah, yes.
He was a three-man.
Aaron Agnew.
Oh, big daddy, little baby Shaq.
Shaq.
I used to have lunch with him in the UDCC all the time.
Tashid Carr,
best known for spiking the basketball off the Texas Longhorn after
a
big win.
Pretty good player.
Yeah, I liked him, and then he transferred to St. Joe's after McDermott was hired.
Rashawn Clark,
one of the most beloved Cyclones of modern-day Iowa State basketball. I mean, still cares about the program. Yep. He'll show up from time to time.
He was a four-star back. So this was rated a really good class. This was Wayne's second
is this
class.
The Ivan Sherlew?
And Ivan Sheriev.
Yeah.
He was the headliner. He was a five-star.
Five-star. Yeah, that was
the
great
NBA
one.
Needs Ivan Sheriev.
What's he doing now? He's still wearing
it. If seriously, folks at home, if you're listening on a podcast, Google a picture of Ivan Sheriev. You'd be like, oh, my.
How's he doing? Did you see that picture?
He's put on some weight. Yes.
Surfaced.
I saw the Steel Dan's photo, too.
Looks good. Looks real good.
So, man,
Bloom gets the point. I mean, he did all this research.
No, but think about it. this is a really good class, and I think that's what's exciting. They have not had a high school class this deep. Now, we won't know exactly until 3 years from now, but it's a really good class on paper.
Yeah, Bloom gets the point.
Bloom gets the point.
I mean, that was good research.
Rashawn Clark?
I feel like I should get a half point for all the, like, I mean, I did all that off the top of my head. I thought that was pretty good.
All right, yeah, Chris gets a half point. So
Thank
it's
you.
1 point to half a point right
Thank
now
you.
After one question. Rashawn Clark recently followed Cyclone Fanatic on Twitter. So that's just an even another Man. Thumbs up to him.
There you go. We mark this day down as a win.
Number two, which of Iowa State's four signees will make the biggest impact during their Cyclone careers?
Wow. Go ahead, Bloom. You get to go first here.
The careers? Oh. Instantly, it's going to be Griffin. Okay, this guy is ready-made to play. He could play tomorrow for Iowa State. I mean, he's that polished offensively. I mean, he wouldn't start, but he'd be a rotation guy. I mean, he's a legit 6'5", 6'5 and a half, and really versatile offensive game. Watching his highlights, I mean, I don't think I've seen a full game of his yet, but just really polished. He'll be in the rotation right away, and then THT right there with him. Horton Tucker's got a little bit further to go development-wise, but he can play every position. I think Griffin's more your 2-3-4. Horton Tucker could maybe even play a big five because he's got that wingspan, or a little five, I should say. I'll say Griffin is the most impactful through his career. I think this guy's got a chance to be a 1,500-point scorer in his career. Probably not good enough to be an early entrant, and none of these guys probably will. So, but him and THT are the headliners. I'll just give the nod to Griffin.
I go with THT just because of the position he plays. I mean, I think that they're both versatile. That's the thing. I mean, that's what I love about THT so much. I mean, I think he, I don't know. I think with the position that he plays in college basketball, it's more suited for him with what Prohm does. They're both going to be really good players, but I like matching him up with Steve Prohm and Prohm's development of guys like him over the years. So just to be different, I'll go with him.
C-Dub gets the point.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I actually was going to say I think the sleeper is George Condit.
Really?
I think he has the potential to be here the longest of all of them.
Oh, so you're thinking, wow.
I mean, if he gets a redshirt year and then plays 4 years, I mean, I think he's going to be a really good player. The thing that's interesting about him, I wrote about this, but he was like 6'5 and then sprouted up to 6'10 in like 6 months, and he doesn't look like a guy that just grew 5 inches in a couple months.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I mean, I think all these guys are going to be significant factors. I think Halliburton is really a nice piece, and he's not going to be right away. He's going to take a year, maybe even 2 years, to really develop to his full potential, but his form on his shot looks great. He's a legit 6'4 and a half, sees the floor well. I think he has a chance, if he puts some weight on, to be a really tough to guard point guard. I mean, all four of these guys, this isn't Clayton Custer coming in where you hope that, you know, they could be a contributor. I think all these guys can be all conference players by the time they're done. I mean, this is a really balanced class, but the two wings will contribute sooner. I would not be surprised if Condit and or Halliburton either seek a redshirt or at the very least they won't play as much early.
An interesting tidbit about this signing class. They'll make you feel old, by the way. All four of them were born within the new millennium.
Don't even talk about feeling old, Jared.
I'm just saying. I mean, it made me feel old.
Puff,
you guys
man.
Probably feel really old.
This is true. This is true.
Question number three. Chris leads 1.5 points to 1 point.
Yes.
Which program? I think this is your first lead you've had since we got this back.
I'm used to playing from behind.
Number three. Which program will have more losses at the end of November, Iowa State football or Iowa State men's basketball?
At the end of November? So,
can I jump in here? I think these are great questions. This is the worst of the five questions.
Well,
it's an easy answer.
It's basketball, right?
They'll have the fewest losses, yeah.
Because they don't really play anybody in November.
They don't. I mean, so Missouri is the toss-up game.
Yeah.
I would probably lean Missouri at this point.
Well, I don't think it's a toss-up tomorrow. You think it's a toss-up tomorrow?
I think it's more of a toss-up than the doom and gloom that we've seen since Sunday. I do. I really do.
Okay, I don't.
Like, do you want to get into that now?
Sure.
All right, here's the deal.
I think they'll lose tomorrow. I think that they'll lose a game in South Carolina. And I don't really know who else is in.
Western Carolina's the last game.
No, they're going to win that. So they'll have
probably two.
Two losses.
And in football.
Football already has three.
So, yeah, I think we agree here.
Yeah, we do agree.
But let's let's jump into this Missouri thing real quick.
Hold on. Is this another question?
No, this is not. It's not even a rebuttal. This is just a statement on the game tomorrow. I think we got a little carried away with how bad Iowa State looked on Sunday. Now, while Michael Porter is a great player, it's not as if Missouri is coming in here like a top 15 team. They've got nice talent. They're still not a lock to be a front runner in the SEC yet. Porter's a good player. His younger brother's a good player. But their guard play, I don't even know yet. And I think Iowa State has the potential to at least make Michael Porter a volume shooter. He went 6 for 20 in their game against Kansas. He scored 20 points, but you make him a volume shooter. Their best guard, lead guard's a transfer from Canisius right now. This is not a game that Iowa State's going to be significantly outclassed just because of Porter. The rest of Missouri guys, they've got some young talent there. This is their first game, too. I think Iowa State, with some depth, makes it ugly. This game could be competitive late, and I think Missouri's probably should be the favorite, but I don't think you can just write off Iowa State. They've got some decent pieces, too, including Lindell Wigginton, who should be able to take advantage of the guard matchup.
I love Iowa State's backcourt. I've said that all offseason. I don't think the pieces around those guys are anywhere near ready for good competition right now. I think that they're talented. I think there's a lot of individual talent there, but I want to see these guys gel. And I want to see.
I agree.
More importantly, I want to see some leadership, because that's what that team lacked on Sunday, much more than talent.
I agree with that, but I also don't think Missouri's there yet. They've had one game, too, and we don't know exactly what they're bringing in. I mean, this is a brand-new Missouri roster, complete overall, same with Iowa State. So just to jump to the conclusion that Missouri's going to win this game by 15 because they have Michael Porter Jr., who's a great player, I think it's a little bit too far of a stretch.
I bet you'd still take Missouri to cover that 3 points.
No, I would. Yeah. No, but I'm not. I don't think this is doomsday. We're going to be by 30 tomorrow. I mean, I think this
don't think it'll be. That
I think
bad.
This is a lower scoring ish game. Iowa State can make this thing ugly.
Yeah. No.
And make it a game.
That's good analysis. Yeah, we're not. Clones aren't going down to play in Allen Fieldhouse tomorrow. Yeah.
Bloom gets a point.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. I don't even care.
Bloom with a 2 point to 1.5 point lead here in CF Battle Royale. Number four.
It's trash. Just rigged. It's like, whatever.
For Iowa State, you're going to lose your half point. For Iowa State to upset Oklahoma State on Saturday, blank has to have a great game.
Who starts, Bloom? Or do I get to
go
start?
Ahead. Go ahead. You're already behind.
Well, who has to have a great game? You know who has to have a...
I'll add that it doesn't have to be a single player. It could just be a group of guys or something.
Well, it's the defensive line then.
I like that, actually.
That's where it starts, because the only way Iowa State wins this game, I think, is if they force some Oklahoma State turnovers. I mean, and they will turn the ball over, but it all starts up front. And the success we've seen with Iowa State's linebackers this year, I think if you honestly asked any of those guys, they would credit the guys in front of them. I think Iowa State's offense will improve from what we've seen the last 2 weeks. Tom Manning's really smart. Kemp played the worst game of his stint last week, I think, at West Virginia. And the more studying I've done on this, I actually do think West Virginia is a better defensive team than what we'll see on Saturday against Oklahoma State. So I think we'll see improvement on offense, but at some point, you got to turn these guys over, because if you don't, they could score 40 points really quickly.
Really quickly, and that's, you know, I agree with you. I like your point there. I'll just say Kyle Kemp. I mean,
that'd be my second point.
He has to move the ball. Here's your stat for your Thursday night, everybody. Oklahoma State, three times this year, has gone over 670 yards. Iowa State has not gone over 670 yards in its history, and they've done it three times in nine games. These guys are the best offense in the Big 12. They're better than Oklahoma, in my opinion, when they're on. Now, James Washington may not play, and that will impact things. I just have a hard time thinking Iowa State holds them under 30. Iowa State has the opportunity to move the ball, but they have to do some things differently. I thought Jay Jordan's piece on Cyclone Fanatic was excellent.
Really good, yeah.
And some of the same things that were going through my head. West Virginia had a nice game plan. That was something they didn't see, where they really were able to shut down Iowa State with three down linemen, which was similar to what Iowa State's been doing to teams. And it was really hard for Kemp to move the ball against eight, dropping eight. They got to find a way to get something with Montgomery there. But Kemp's going to have to throw for probably 300 yards if Iowa State's going to win this game. And it's going to get into the high 20s, and the offense has to show up. Now, he's got to get help too. I mean, if Lazard makes the catch, if Trevor Ryan makes that catch in the fourth quarter, I think that's an entirely different game. So it's not all on his shoulders, but that passing offense has to show up.
Chris gets the point. 2.5-2 lead heading into the final question.
Yeah, we got to move.
All right, number five.
We got Tim Mullen, and then we got two guests.
All right, Iowa State and Missouri will renew their series tomorrow night in the season opener. If Iowa State could schedule a home-and-home with any program in college basketball, who would you want it to be?
I'll give you two. Well, Hampton and UAB, just to show them who's the real boss.
Wait, you want them to go to Hampton?
What a shill.
Yeah, I want those guys. That great podcast, by the way, with Paul Shirley.
Thank you.
Brought back some awful memories, but it was a great podcast.
Horrible memories.
But, no, I'm tired of, you know, I want those guys. Bring back the Pirates. Bring them to Hilton Coliseum and beat them by 50. Be glorious.
Yeah, I can't beat that. I would say right now, selfishly, for the program, I want Illinois because of where they're recruiting. It seems like this staff has gotten away from the Southern thing like they were trying to do, and I feel like they're really trying to, you know, make a nice little nest there in Chicago. So I'd like to get that on the schedule every year.
Brent Bloom's reign at the top has ended. Chris Williams is the CF Battle Royale champion this week.
Yeah. I thought Bloom deserved that point, but I'll take it.
I mean, I think you made a good point.
Yeah, I do. I'm thinking strategically. Bloom's just pandering to the
audience. The fans. You're pandering to logic.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be great for Horton Tucker to be able to go and stick it to those guys
whole deal? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Love to see that.
Okay.
Unlike Chris, I'm not going to be a sore loser. I'll tip my cap.
We'll make some picks.
Wasn't he being a sore loser by just making that comment right there?
We'll make some picks when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams with Cyclone Fanatic, and I am excited to be here today promoting one of my all-time favorite brands, Iowa's iconic whiskey, Templeton Rye. True story, on Friday nights when I'm relaxing, trying to get primed for a busy Saturday of covering the Cyclones, the good stuff is my go-to drink, and it has been for well over a decade. With its smooth taste, Templeton Rye's 4 and 6 year whiskeys are my absolute favorite. And it's a really exciting time for the town of Templeton, where Templeton Rye is building their brand new distillery. It's going to be awesome once they get it finished, and I cannot wait to visit Templeton to see it in person. Cyclones, there's no better drink on game day than Templeton Rye. It's Cyclone Fanatic approved.
Pour one more beer for me. Exile needs quality. So savagely. Best beer in all the land. Brewed with a loving hand. From bottle, keg, or can. Exile.
Enjoy your exile! Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Fanatics, we need to give a big shout-out to one of our longest-running sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic. That's our friends at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Now, I know a lot of you out there, you've already grabbed Iowa State flags and a bunch of merch from them, but did you know that they have a ton of other stuff, too, like NFL flags, MLB, NBA. They've got NASCAR flags, metal signs, and, of course, flagpoles for tailgating your house or business. You can spend hours on their site. Check out Heartland Flags in person as well. Located at 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines. Free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com and tell them thanks for supporting Cyclone Fanatic.
The Thanksgiving season is upon us, but you won't find any turkeys at Wild Rose. Every Friday night, you'll have a chance to gobble up to $1,000 during drawings at 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on Saturdays, take part in a free $13,000 progressive slot tournament. Don't stuff that bird. Stuff your pockets with cold, hard cash. All month long at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Highway 30 Jefferson.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs treatment for gambling, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
All right, welcome back to Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. We are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, broadcasting from Whiskey River, the Ankeny location. We've got picks with Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. He joins us right now here at Whiskey River, where Tim, the deals and the you know, all the great merchandise at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive is a lot hotter than Brent Bloom's picks last week.
Wow. Just we'll kick him while he's down, because if I recall correctly, you and I both beat him last week.
Yes.
I mean, it was...
Even Steven over there was not so even.
No, the king of mediocrity dipped a bit below the Mendoza there with 3-7.
Yeah. Oh, so he did go 3-7?
I went 3-7. I did. On the bright side, I did pick Ohio State.
Yeah, good call there, my man.
It was close.
Good call there.
It was close.
Tim, Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, we are ramping up to the holiday season.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's a fun time of year. We're getting ready for the holiday push here in a few weeks. It's amazing. It's already that time of year for us. Right now, we got you know, it's kind of quiet in the store. We're getting ready for holiday savings. Keep an eye out for the ads coming out here in the next few weeks. Pushing toward that Black Friday time of year. We're offering one little nugget out to the Fanatics right now. If you're looking to redo your kitchen, we're still trying to get the word out that we're a great place to come shop for cabinets. But come in and mention Cyclone Fanatic and get 10% off your cabinet purchase.
Nice.
Yep. We'll do that here for between now and the next show. So come on in. 10% is a pretty hefty savings when you're looking to redo your kitchen on cabinets.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah. That's big time. All right. Yep. That's good to know. I'll tell everybody about that.
Yeah, please do.
Awesome. All right. Picks, did you update the standings? I think that you got them updated here. Let's check in on this now.
I did, but in full disclosure, math is not my strong suit, but and I think I had to have messed up, because somehow it shows you 5 games up on Bloom and I. Bloom and I tied.
Why you think that's messed up?
Bloom and I are tied at 40 and 44, and you at 45 and 39.
That seems about right to me. Yeah. That seems right.
Yeah, I'm due for a 10-0.
All right, well, massive weekend in college football. A ton of top 25 teams going at each other. Let's start Bloom in the ACC.
Why not?
With Virginia Tech at Georgia Tech at +3. The Hokies giving up 3. What do you think?
What, you know, Virginia Tech's fake news. Like, what was that last week?
Yeah,
that was
embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. I like Georgia Tech. They're feisty. They run that stuff. Virginia Tech, get out of here.
It's a bad spot, I think, for Virginia Tech, because, you never want to see Paul Johnson on your schedule after a tough game like that. And that's where I'm landing. That's where I'm landing on this game. I'm going to take Georgia Tech +3.
I want to go against you guys here, but...
Was that guy trying to steal your pen?
No, I actually stole his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to write these down, so, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Again, math not being my strong
suit. Bloom and I are both taking Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I got you two here, and I'm going to go the other way here. Not just, as Bloom would say, because you two went this way, But I think Virginia Tech's going to have something to prove. That was a tough game last week, but I think it actually spoke more about how good Miami might be versus that Virginia Tech may have holes, and I think they're going to be looking to come out and make a statement. I like Virginia Tech in this game.
Sparty's on the road at Ohio State. Ohio State giving up 15.5 points. What do you think, Tim? You'll love the Big Ten.
Wow. Yeah, I don't.
Seems like a lot of points, but it, Vegas usually. See, this game's in the Iowa lines both screamed to me like, oh, they know something.
They didn't last week.
Yeah, or they think that they know something.
Yeah, they didn't last week. I think Michigan State's playing pretty tough right now. I think it goes back to the beginning of the season when you watch what they did and you thought they were kind of suspect, but their defense is hanging in there. And Lewerke's getting a lot of talk, too, is calming down and being a pretty capable quarterback. So 15.5, I know it's at Ohio State, but I think they're going to kind of be coming off a little hangover from what Iowa did to them, and I like Michigan State here on the road.
I'll go the other way just because I think that I think last week was a perfect scenario for Ohio State to lose. Now, in the manner that they lost surprised me, but that pick six – they were coming off the emotional comeback against Penn State. I do think that there was a letdown in play last week in Iowa City, and usually after that happens, Urban Meyer can rally. They can still play for a Big Ten championship. They still have something to play for. I'll take Ohio State. I'm not crazy about it, though. I wouldn't bet this game at the Bloom's paycheck.
I don't like this game. I'll take the team getting 15.5. I mean, Michigan State struggles on offense. I don't know. I'll take Michigan State and not be happy with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that
either
way. Texas Tech, Baylor meeting up in Arlington. Baylor's getting 7.5.
That's my play of the week. Give me the Bears at home outright, man.
I want the Bears too.
Tech hit the Kingsbury wall. This happens every year.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to doubt the guy again. I mean, that fourth quarter fold job that they did, my gosh.
I want Baylor money line here. Baylor comes off of the win at Kansas, feeling pretty good about themselves. They're not nearly as bad as their record indicates. I want Baylor to win the game. I think they'll win the game outright.
You know, there's a friend of mine, Brent Bloom, that said a few weeks back when we were up in Ames, watch out for Baylor toward the end of the year. They're going to win some games. And
yeah.
I think we really start to see that come true last week. And I agree. Texas Tech, I just want to touch no game that they're a part of.
No, it's brutal.
There's no consistency. You can't count on them. I think Baylor, especially 7.5. Go Baylor here as well. We're all together.
West Virginia at Kansas State. The Vampires' lair has been smoldering hot lately with Bill Snyder and the boys. It seems like they're coming around. West Virginia, of course, beat Iowa State last week. I think we're playing that one at -2.5 for Kansas State. Give me the Vampire. I think that they figure something out, and I think they win that game by 7 to 10 points, Tim.
Yeah, I doubted Kansas State last week, and they really came through and had a great game there. And I just, again, they're tough at home. And I think for a while there, a few weeks, we were worried about their backup quarterback situation, whether it's gone. But I think he started to really come together. And, you know, there may be even is Ertz planned back this year? I don't know if he is at all.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's the other guy.
I think it's probably good because right now they seem to be gelling with who's there. And I got Kansas State here.
Yeah, it sucks, Bloom. Iowa State's last two games, these teams are both kind of finding their own.
Yeah, they are. This wasn't going to be easy regardless.
No.
I mean, and that's the life in the Big 12. I mean, you'd like to play Tech now, and they're going the wrong way.
Yes.
I'll take Big Earn here on the road. I was really impressed with them in person. Physical, really tough nose defensively. Now, they got some injuries there, but I don't know. I just think offensively they've got enough to get to 28. I don't think K-State gets to 24. It's my old theory. So I like West Virginia.
Hawks are on the road at Wisconsin. Bloom, Badgers are giving 12 to Iowa.
Yeah, I'll take Wisconsin here. I know that. I mean, I watched the replay of the Iowa game. Whoa, that was a masterpiece. I don't think they can do it 2 weeks in a row.
I'm gonna go with the Hawks just because of their defense. I don't think they'll win this game. But Iowa Wisconsin's usually a lower scoring, defensive type game, and if that's the case, I'll take the 12 points, Tim.
Yeah, I'm with you here, C-Dub. When I look at the game, I just think that. And Bloom has a great point. Can they do what they did last week? And to me, it's been a series of, oh, that was a good first half, but they couldn't duplicate it in the second half. And to me, having that type of complete game, I think they've found what they were looking for in the combination of plays with the young talent they have. And getting 12 points, I'll take Iowa here as well.
The Bulldogs of Georgia on the road. They're the number one team in the country. They go into Auburn and they're giving up 2.5 points. Tim, do you got a feel for this one?
Georgia until proven otherwise here. I know Auburn's kind of getting their stuff together as well, but I think Georgia's just ready to roll. They're a train on the track. It's just time to stay out of their way.
I got one fear here. It's that Auburn's offense has really sucked against good defenses this year, but I'm calling the upset. Number one goes down on the road this Saturday, Bloom.
I'm going to take
Auburn.
Nebraska Furniture Mart and their cabinet sale at 10% to Fanatics, and I'm taking Georgia.
All right. I'll stick with the upset on my own then. Florida State is getting 16 points at Clemson, Bloom.
What? And no, Clemson's just by far and away better. I don't like Florida State at all this year. They're
like,
bad.
I feel like at this time of year, you really need to focus on who's playing for what. And what is Florida State playing for right now? Absolutely nothing. So I'm going to ride with Bloom here, and I'm going to give the 16 points and take Clemson.
Yeah, I think you have a great point here, C-Dub, and the fact that I think Florida State was playing for their dignity like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
they're
done.
It's past that now. I think they've checked out. I mean, and I would hate to shudder the fact that Jimbo Fisher's in danger, but I mean he's kind of in that McAdoo line in the NFL where he may have lost his team at this point.
But he's getting very defensive, and that's never a good sign.
Absolutely, yep. I'll take Clemson here.
Alabama on the road at Mississippi State. Mississippi State is getting 14 points. Bama's really beat up. They have a ton of injuries. I'm going to take those 14 points. That crowd in Starkville is going to be insane. I'll take the 14 points in Mississippi State, Tim.
I think this is the perfect opportunity for Mississippi State. The team has started out so hot. I thought they were going to do much better than they did this year. Normally my line is Alabama until proven otherwise, but I'm with you here, C-Dub. I'm going to go with the upset here. In fact, I'm going to go a little bit further.
Outright?
Outright.
All right.
Give me the line. Give me the upset from my distant cousin, my man, Dan Mullen. Let's go, Bulldogs.
See, you and I have now predicted the top two teams in the country to go down this weekend. I love it.
I'm going to take Alabama and be happy with it. When's the last time Mississippi State played well in a big game?
I don't know.
I mean, these guys, they're like a cheap beer. They're just not good. They're not good in big games. No, I've Alabama by 3 or 4 touchdowns. I might have a side bet with Tim here after the show.
Elsewhere, did I not put Iowa State on the schedule?
That's right.
Oh, okay. It's off the page.
Yeah.
All right. I was just going to say, that'd be a really big mishap. Notre Dame at Miami. Notre Dame at -3, Bloom.
I second that. I like them a lot.
What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, Notre Dame here. I know Miami's had a great game there, but the Irish are just so tough right now, and they're so ready to go. I got Notre Dame here. Excuse me.
Okay, so we're all three picking Notre Dame. TCU is at Oklahoma -6.5. Give me the points and Gary Patterson. I don't know if they'll win the game. This is a fantastic matchup between a great defense and a great offense. Give me TCU. I want
all
the
right.
points. I just want
yep,
the points.
Yep, you're going to take the points there.
I'm not calling the upset. Oklahoma wins.
Yeah, no, I think it's Oklahoma here by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
All right. I assume Bloom's going to go with Oklahoma.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, your boy.
Yep.
And finally, the main event, Iowa State, current line right now. We'll play what it is currently, 6.5. So they're off the – we're now at a hook situation with the Cyclones at Oklahoma State.
You worry now – how worn down is Iowa State? I mean, this has been
that's my word.
Yeah, and against that offense, that's been really good. And the difference between Oklahoma State this year and past years is they can run the ball now too. So it's a two-pronged approach. They're saying all week Oklahoma State that they've all their guys know it. Iowa State drops 8. We're going to run the ball, so they're going to try to run the ball. So that's where it comes down to your D line, Chris, that you mentioned in the opening. Can Iowa State hold up against Justice Hill? I think they can. I think this is a 4-quarter game. And Iowa State gets it within the number at least, but I'll say that I think Iowa State's within the 6.5.
If it was 7, I'd take Iowa State for sure. I'm not going to freak out over a half point though. I'll take the points here. I like this game better than I did on Sunday. I'll put it that way. The more I've looked into Oklahoma State and some of their trends, I like the weather forecast. I think that favors Iowa State on Saturday. So I will take the points in Iowa State, Tim.
To me right now, I realize they just lost to Oklahoma, but that game was such a juggernaut. I mean, their offense is so prolific at this point. I'm a little concerned about what you're talking about. I mean, does Iowa State have the mental fortitude at this point of the season to hang in there? Where this is Oklahoma State's in their realm right now. This is they're made for this. They've been doing this for years. I just think, you know, in Stillwater at night, I'll go ahead and take Oklahoma State here.
Update to Jamie Pollard just tweeted since we went on the air that they've sold over 61,000 tickets for the game on Saturday. So we're looking at a close to a sellout here. They've just got a few hundred to go.
I do like for Iowa State's favorite. This is an 11 a.m. game.
Yeah, that's big cold. For Iowa State.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, Iowa State's – I almost hope it rains. It's not going to, supposedly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the intangibles are there for Iowa State. Washington's health is a factor, but it's going to be tough, man. These guys are – like, I love Matt Campbell's line. They're a robo-quarterback offense. I think Rudolph's the best quarterback in the nation.
I do, too. I totally agree with you there.
I mean, NFL prototype. Now,
absolutely.
I'd probably take Baker Mayfield over him for college, but I think he's better than Sam Darnold from a pure pocket passer standpoint.
Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'll see you soon, man. I'm going to go do my Christmas shopping there.
Yeah, come take a look. We got going on a lot of good deals, you know. Still got the Fanatic gear there in the middle of the store under the tent. Lots of good stuff for the house. And, again, drop in here between now and next week's show and mention Cyclone Fanatic to our cabinet team. And
cabinets.
Save 10%.
10% on cabinets. That's
heck of
a deal.
Yeah, and a lot of Black Friday stuff coming down the road here in the next week or two. Keep your eyes out for it.
All right. He's Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We'll be back. Iowa State head coach Bill Finley from the women's basketball program will join us next here on 1460 KXNO.
Cyclone Fanatic has a new home for our radio shows this season, and that's Whiskey River in Ankeny and Ames. Listen every Thursday night from 6 to 7 on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. And if you can't make it live, we will have podcasts of our shows across Cyclone Fanatic's various platforms as well. Of course, you can always stop by, meet our staff, have some beers, and watch football at the new Whiskey River in Ankeny's beautiful Prairie Trail area or on Main Street in Ames. Keep an eye on Cyclone Fanatic's social media feeds for game watch information throughout the season.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
In the market for a new home? Consider getting your mortgage through Gershman Mortgage, a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. Gershman's knowledge, experience, and low rates will not only make a positive impact on your home buying experience, but will also save you money as it has for families over the course of three decades. Already own? Perhaps refinancing is a solid option for you. Give Gershman Mortgage a shot. Call 515-964-5952 or stop by their Ankeny location at 1200 Southwest State Street, Suite 2C today and tell them Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
Hey guys, it's Cyclone Fanatics, Chris Williams here, and being the fact that I am from rural Southwest Iowa, I really do take a lot of pride in promoting small town ag companies, and that's exactly what J&S Acres Trucking is. My friend Joel, a diehard Cyclone Fanatic, is your go-to guy for hauling needs of any kind. If it's farm to market, farm to sale barn, sale barn to farm, J&S Acres Trucking can do it all. Joel is a great guy. You'll love working with him. J&S Acres Trucking works all over the Midwest and is wanting to serve you, your fellow Cyclone Fanatics. Call Joel today, 712-299-9296. Tell him Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rump baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
All right, welcome back. Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We're here at the Whiskey River in Ankeny, brought to you as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. It's time to check in with our good friend Doc Greenwald up at the McFarland Clinic in Ames. My man, Doc Greenwald, what's going on with you today, brother?
How you doing, CWS? Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you. I talked to Paul Shirley today. We talked about you.
Oh, yeah, I love Paul. What a great guy. Love that guy.
He wrote about you in his book. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, you know what? That guy, so you know the whole story started, you know, with that one about, oh, how many teams he played for. It was just a bunch of emails. So he had this email list. This is back when emails were big. So, and he would write back from Greece or wherever he was, and he'd tell the greatest stories. And we're like, Paul, you've got to put this together. And then he just took it from there, and he's just done incredible.
Yeah, I was thinking about this when I was interviewing him today, about the, if you funnel in together like the Floyd and Eustace years, man, there were a lot of really interesting guys who played on those teams. You know, from Paul to Jackson Vrooman comes to my mind, Homan comes to my mind. Like, that had to be a really fun era for you to just kind of be around that group of dudes.
Oh, they were, you bet. And the other thing is, like, some of these guys who would come in, you know, that bring in for a year, you know, how kind of Floyd did his program, and even Larry a little bit. So you bring these guys in, and they are transfers or whomever. And, you know, you just like, okay, let's go. And then they'd either play or they'd walked out. But Paul's had so many teammates over the years. He could tell stories from here till tomorrow morning. It'd be great.
Doc, you, man, I can't even pronounce the word of what you wrote about today for Cyclone Fanatic. But it was super interesting. Something about how we're now, like, using our own bodies to, like, you explain it. I'm going to just confuse everybody. But I read over it like twice. I'm like, man, this is like something you see in a movie.
Well, yeah, so it's getting late in the season, so it's time to bring out the big word. And so that's kind of what I did with today's article. But so it's orthopedic, you know, biologic. So you're using your body's own restorative powers to heal itself. And so there's good science there, and it's the developing area. So, but we're still learning about exactly how to use it. So what I wrote specifically about was PRP, that's platelet-rich plasma. So you take blood out of a patient, you spit it down, you get rid of the red cells and the white cells, which you don't really need, and then you have the platelets and then all the growth factors and the healing factors. So, you know, blood's kind of magic, right? You cut yourself and then, boom, you heal. Okay, so then you take those these magic things, which, you know, we're learning more about, and then you put them back in. So, like, let's say we got a hamstring strain on a person, you know, one of our players, and, you know, we want to jumpstart healing. So what you do is you can take the PRP, and then you find that area of the muscle injury, and then you inject it. And then, again, I think it's a good term, jumpstart the healing process.
Man, that stuff, I love your guys' doctor blogs every week. I learn something new. Man, it's crazy to me, the technology and all the stuff you guys are doing. So thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll keep sending all those weekend warriors who are listening over there to the McFarland Clinic up in Ames. All right, pal?
Well, we can fix up the old guys, too. So we got the young guys, we'll get ready for Saturday, and then we got the old guys get ready for the intramural league.
Yeah, I'm considered an old guy now. Thanks, Doc. We appreciate it. I'll see you on Saturday, all right?
On that, Chris.
All right, what was that?
Let's go, Cyclone.
All righty. All right, bud.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Doc Greenwald from up there at the McFarland Clinic. Great guy. I love talking to him every week here on Cyclone Fanatic
Radio. Ran into him in the West Virginia parking lot. He was going out for a run at like 8 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
It's great.
Doc practices with
his
I don't know if he was doing PRP or whatever.
Those guys are all great. I've gotten to know Doc Greenwald really well. He is this true blue of a guy. I love that guy. I also love Bill Finley, Iowa State's women's basketball coach. He's my dude, and he joins us right now. Is the clones, Bloom. The clones get
open up tomorrow.
They get the day game tomorrow, where I believe all the kids come.
Yep.
Coach, how different is it of a crowd when there's just like thousands of elementary kids screaming compared to like a normal crowd? It has to be a little bit different.
Well, Chris, yeah, it's different. First of all, thanks a lot for bringing me on after Doc Greenwald. I'll sound really stupid after that. But no, it's different. I have a great appreciation, as I always have, but even more so for all the elementary teachers in the world. It's a great event. We did it last year for the first time, and to have the kids in Ames and the Gilbert area, Central Iowa, come to the game, and we wanted to do something for the kids, and also. There's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, this weekend with football and men's basketball Friday night. So we thought it was a good idea, and we're excited about doing it. And I think we'll have a good group of kids there.
Yeah, I think you will, too, and I'm looking forward to it. I've told you this in private, but I think it's – I don't even know if I've told Brent this story. But it ties into the kids thing because what you do is you get them hooked from when they're young, and then they want to go to your games in the future. So it was the opening football game this year. And my wife and daughter rode up with me, and we had told Cameron, who's 2 and a half, that she's going to get to go watch the Cyclones today. And she had her Cyclone shirt on, and she's all excited. And when I got her out of my truck and she saw Jack Trice Stadium, she started kicking and screaming. She was mad because she wanted to go watch the Cyclones. And in her mind, Coach, that's your team. So my point is not to brag about how cute my own kid is because she's phenomenal. My point is, but the man of all those little kids there, you're creating a lot of new fans too for your program.
Well, and that's really a big piece of it. You know, when we started this thing a long time ago, one of our first fan base, Bellows Elementary School, where our boys went, and you know, you got to start them young. And you know, at Iowa State, we've always tried to cater to the fans we currently have, but there's always the next group. And when you get young people, they have a good experience. They're on campus. They get the excitement of Hilton, Clone Cone, Psy, you know, whatever it is, you know, that draws them to what we're all about, gets them on campus, and that's what we're trying to do. So, yeah, anything we can do to promote the future generation of Cyclone fans, that's what we want to do. And it's been a really good thing for us. We've always had families and kids at our games, and hopefully what we're doing tomorrow and we can continue to do is a great thing. It's an educational thing. We have a great educational program before the game. Last year was about bullying. This year it's about STEM, you know, the STEM program. So it's not just about coming to a game. There's educational values involved in it, and I think it's a great and great environment. Our marketing staff does a great job, and hopefully we'll have a good group of Cyclone fans there, and they'll get to enjoy a very fun game to watch.
Yeah, Coach, your opponent, not exactly a layup right off the bat. South Dakota's really good.
No, they're really good, Brent. And I told our team, you know, I think I've been here 23 years, and the only other game that I could say was tougher, I can't remember the year, but we opened the season at Iowa. South Dakota won 23 games last year. They returned most of their players. The one thing is, you guys know, being basketball fans, you want great guard play and experienced guard play, and that's what they have. So it's a tremendous challenge for our team. And I like the approach and attitude, but at some point you got to get on the court and see what you have. And you know, we're going to open up with a very, very good opponent, and hopefully we'll get a good look at what this team can be.
Coach, I enjoyed watching your exhibition game. I thought the new players all played really well. They were fun to watch especially. But let's discuss Bridey Kennedy Hopeate. I think I said that right. But just a dimension that maybe your team hasn't had for a couple of years.
No, you're right. I mean, Bridey gives us a physical presence on the block. You know, we've kind of been a finesse team. Really, since Kelsey Poppins left, you know, we haven't had someone that, you know, really wants to go in and bang people and looks forward and seeks out contact. And, you know, Bridey can do that. And and can give us a low post presence. And, you know, it's not something that we've had. It's something that, you know, we're going to need down the road. And hopefully we can incorporate that to what we've done from a skill set on the perimeter. But I really, really like what she's done. I like the way she's approached it. She's worked really, really hard, and I think she's a player our fans are going to really enjoy watching.
Coach, also, you signed a top 15 recruiting class yesterday, which, you know, I add that together with all the young talent that fans are going to see on the floor tomorrow. I'm always excited to go watch your teams play, but I think, man, the next few years can be really fun. Tell us briefly here about the group that you signed yesterday.
Well, you know, Chris, I think I'm really, really proud of the work of my staff. My staff worked really, really hard to identify the right kind of kids. And it starts with Ashley Jones from Iowa City. Ironically, went to Iowa City to get the best player in the state, one of the best players in the country. Maddie Fredericks is a kid that's currently going to high school in Ohio, but grew up in Arizona. Another skilled perimeter player, and Morgan Kane from Utah. All three of those kids are kids that fit the culture here. And then you add Alexa Middleton, who's sitting out this year, transferred from Tennessee. So all four of those kids really fit the culture of what we're all about, what the university's about. Our fans are going to really like them. And then you add those kids to what we're doing with the freshman class this year. I really do agree. I like the young people we have, and hopefully there's a lot of good things in the future.
Coach, I know it's tough to tell because we're only – one day away from the opener, but what do you think the ceiling of this year's team is?
You know, I think, Brent, I think if we can get the guard play that we need, you know, and we don't have a prototypical point guard, but that's okay. We have some depth, but I think if we get the kind of play that we need from our newcomers that can contribute, I think we have a chance to be a good team. I don't know. Our schedule is probably a little too hard, and on paper people are going to be like, they don't really understand that, but when you play UNI and Drake on the road,
right,
you play the teams like South Dakota, you got to go to Vanderbilt. We go to a tournament where we're going to play the team that's going to pick the MAC, teams that people don't see as good as they are. But I think we have a chance to be a good team. Our kids have worked really hard. And we stay healthy and follow the lead of Richard Carlson. I think we can do some good things.
Coach, we love having you on. Best of luck, not only tomorrow, but for the rest of the season. And we'll be sure to keep in touch, all right, pal?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Big weekend, cross-country, volleyball, and certainly let's go all show up and march our great senior football players on Saturday afternoon and get Oklahoma State. Go Cyclones.
Yeah, sounds like they're real close to a sellout, according to Jamie Pollard's recent tweet. So hopefully that lives
Should
up
be.
To it.
That'd Thanks. Be great. Can't wait.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate
you
your time.
Thanks for your time.
Yep, Bill Finley. You can hear the Cyclones tomorrow.
Can I
hear on 1460 KX?
Quick shout out to my guy Rich Fellingham.
Yeah, where I was going with this.
In his final year as, you know, Pete Taylor, John Walters get all the credit that they deserve. And I've gotten to know John really well, but Rich has been doing it now for 30 years, doing the women's basketball broadcast. Started when there was nobody else paying attention to Iowa State women's basketball.
Was he there before Bill?
He was.
Yeah.
He was. And he did the games on KASI, the Ames radio station, before Iowa State women's basketball was really a thing. And so he's been along for this ride. And Rich has been, you know, just like John, a mentor to both of us. We've done games. He's just a blast to be around. And I certainly wish a great farewell to Rich in his farewell tour.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll do his final pregame show.
For football.
For the football radio network. On Saturday, we all love Rich. Rich's kind of like he won't want to hear it. He's kind of like all of our like broadcasting grandpa.
Yeah.
We love him to death.
He's the patriarch of the Cyclone Network. He used to produce the broadcast for Pete Taylor back
really?
In the day. So he's been around for a long, long time, and he's a great person for the Ames community as well. He's done some great work with Special Olympics of Iowa, still works for them. And just a phenomenal guy.
Yep. So we'll hear him, his final season opener tomorrow for the Iowa State women's basketball team. And that will go on 1460 KXNO at 11:30. 30-minute pregame, right? Or are we up to an hour?
30
now?
Minutes for the women.
Okay.
The men are doing an hour.
So we got an hour where Bloom and I will be in.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
We will have the show next week. Well, they will.
Now, they're doing a show. I think we're going to be an hour later, perhaps, because we – The Colts play at 4:30.
That's right.
From the WCI Pools and Spas Studio, this is 1460 KXNO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com.